各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be to you all, brothers and sisters.
再过三天，2003年就要过去了。
In 3 days, the year 2003 will come to the end.
将来的历史家要怎样来看2003年呢？
What future historians will view 2003?
上个礼拜，伊朗有一个大地震，至少20,000人丧生。
Last week there was an earthquake in Iran, at least 20,000 people perished.
比起台湾几年前的大概4年前的大地震，那真是小巫见大巫。
In comparison with the earthquake in Taiwan several years ago, this one actually the casualty was much higher.
今年年初的时候
，early this year。
哥伦比亚2月1号，哥伦比亚 shuttle bus space shuttle，
the Columbia space shuttle in February，
在回到地球的时候就解体了，7个人全丧生。
During the re-entrance into the atmosphere, the shuttle disintegrated and all 7 astronauts died.
刚刚乔克牧师的祷告里提到 SARS 3月到6月底。
Pastor Chuck mentioned SARS in his prayer between March and June in 2003.
在亚洲，在北美都有受到影响。
There were cases in Asia and also in North America.
在亚洲，特别是中国大陆、香港跟台湾，在北美就是加拿大的 Toronto.
Especially hit were certain regions in China, Singapore, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and also in North America, the Toronto region.
这个翻译很好，他把新加坡都说出来了哦。我们至少8500位受到感染，差不多1/4过世。
At least 8,500 were infected, and approximately a quarter died.
八月中的时候，南加州一场大火，从 Orange County 到 San Diego， 大概75万英亩。
There was a wildland fire in southern California in the middle of August, and more than 75,000 acres of land are destroyed.
至少有3,600栋房子烧成灰烬。
More than 3,600 houses were destroyed.
在宗教界方面，11月发生了一件事。
Among the religions in November, something important happened.
美国圣公会 ECUSA 他们 consecrated 就是祝圣的一个同性恋的公开说同性恋的一个 bishop.
In the middle of November, the Episcopal Church in North America, ECUSA, consecrated an openly gay bishop.
这件事造成全世界 Anglican Church 7,700万的 Anglican Church 一个分裂。
It brought a major schism among the 7,700 congregations of the Anglican Church in the world.
7,700万圣公会信徒这个教会的分裂。
Okay, sorry, 77 million members of the Anglican Church all over the world. There was a great division among them.
那么 Episcopal Church 在北美大概230万，其中少数 minority 就是保守派的，他们现在闹分裂。
There are approximately 22.3 million members of the Episcopal Church in North America, and the conservative side has brought a much division into the church.
有一份杂志甚至说这是一个 beginning of the end of this church.
It was.Describe in a magazine that this is the beginning of the end of the Episcopal Church.
但这些当中也有一些好消息。
Well, amidst all these bad news, there are good news.
高龄84岁的Billy Graham 今年有一个布道会。
Reverend Billy Graham, who's 84-year-old, led a gospel meeting.
前不久在 San Diego 他聚会的时候，有6,700位把那个 stadium 全坐满了。
There was a meeting in San Diego and 6,700 people, 67,000 people filled a large stadium.
超过13,000人走到台前公开地说他们愿意信耶稣。
More than 13,000 came upon the speaker and dedicated themselves to the Lord. We praise the Lord.
事实上在今年年初的时候, 不管是 Washington Post也好, 还有上个月10月份, Boston Globe也好, Time Magazine也好, Newsweek也好, 都提到这个 Evangelical 的复兴在北美。
Well, actually, praise the Lord, because early in the year, Washington Post, recently Boston Globe, and the major magazines Time and Newsweek also proclaimed that there will be an evangelical revival in 2003.
不管是在校园里头，或者是一些社区当中, minority, 特别是亚裔的影响非常大。
Among communities and on campuses, especially the Asians, minorities in this country have a major influence in the spreading of the gospel.
普渡大学的一个教授叫杨凤刚, 他有一个报道,
there's a professor Yang in Purdue University.
他说在北美华人大概有288万。
He estimated that there is about 2.88 million ethnic Chinese in the United States.
其中大概有三分之一来过教会。
At least a third have attended a church.
华裔的教会在北美的这个社群当中带来基督教的一个复兴。
The Chinese churches in North America has brought upon us a great evangelical revival.
我想韩国人也更是一样。
I think the Koreans actually do better than the Chinese.
事实上这个不稀奇，今天你如果到罗伦康威尔神学院、福勒神学院 Trinity、 Westminster 或者 Dallas。 你看，如果把华裔的这个神学生，还有韩裔的神学生都出来，恐怕这些神学院人数减半。
Well, actually, it's not that surprising. If you go to the seminaries that Pastor Zhang just mentioned, if you take away all the ethnic Chinese and the ethnic Koreans, maybe less than half of the students will remain.
有一个更让人惊奇的一个消息。
There's something more amazing.
可能各位会注意到有一位作者叫做 David Ekman.
You may recognize that there's a writer by the name of author by the name of David Ekman.
这位先生在北京做 Time Magazine的记者的20年。
He has been a correspondent for Time Magazine in Beijing for 20 years.
10月初他出版了一本书叫 Jesus in Beijing.
At the beginning of October, a book by him was published titled Jesus in Beijing.
我最近看了在 Amazon 有一个 book review 的一个报道。
Recently there was a book review.
有一位写负责 review 的那一位叫做李杰明 James Lilly.
Mr. James Lilly wrote the review.
我想海峡两个人对他都不陌生，因为他做过美国驻台湾的代表，也过驻过美国驻北京的大使。
Mr. Lilly should not be we should all know about him because he has been an ambassador. He has been the United States ambassador to China and also to Taiwan on different occasions.
我不是要替他推销这 David 推销这本书，不过这本书确实值得看。
We are not commercially promoting the book, but this is a book well worth reading.
James 这样说，如果要找能够他说。 能够影响你对世界的看法的那个书不多，这是其中一本。
Mr. Lilly said, there aren't that many books that will really shape or change your world view, but this is one of the few.
我想他在这本书的结论里头也有两句话值得听。
In his conclusion, there were two sentences.
他说，照着目前基督教在中国的发展。
According to the development of Christianity in China today,
未来30年在中国大概可以预见有超过三分之一的人信耶稣，感谢主。
In the next 30 years, a third of the Chinese population will be Christians. Praise the Lord.
如果你看了袁世明弟兄的十字架，你会从心里说阿门。
If you have ever read a book, The Cross by the video, The Cross by Brother Yuan Zhiming, you will feel the same way.
那么他后面的第二句话是这样说的,
and the second sentence was this.
他说古老的中国这条龙呢,
this old dragon, the China,
他可能至终被基督的羔羊所驯服,
ultimately will be chained by Christ the Lamb. Hallelujah.
所以我们对未来是充满着在神面前的信心跟盼望。
We have much faith and hope in the Lord in the future.
刚刚邱牧师也提到，我们年初的时候，邱牧师来到我们当中，到年底这个时候，他已经离开我们去了。
Pastor Chuck, in his prayer, shared with us at the beginning of the year. Pastor Ju was with us. Unfortunately, he left us and be with the Lord right now.
我想他在主那里，他盼望我们有一天跟他相聚的时候，我们弟兄姐妹继续在主道上正式能够长进。
I think he's praying for us that someday we may meet again and we will grow spiritually together.
有一点纪念他的意思，所以我们今天选了这一段圣经《迈向永恒的家园》，我们一起来思考。
In order to commemorate Pastor Ju, Pastor John chose this passage. So let us all meditate together.
请打开希伯来书第十三章。
Please go to Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 13.
那么这一章里头十四节说，我们在这里没有长存的神，乃是寻求那将来的城。
Verse 14, for here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come.
不管你过去这一年你搬了家，或者买了房子，或者有些什么任何的一些的做了一些任何事，我们都知道我们在地上这里不是我们长存久居之地。
Regardless you have relocated or moved or remodeled in your house, we all know that this is a temporary residence for us. It's not for us.
将来的城是在天上的。
Our future home, the long-term home, is in heaven.
那是我们要寻求的一个目标。
That's what we strive for.
所以我们一起在迈向这永恒的家园的时候，我愿意从四方面跟弟兄姐妹一同来勉励。
As we move towards this enduring city, there are four points that I would like to share with you.
所以第一节到第三节说，提到我们要持守在基督里头弟兄的爱。
From verse 1 through verse 3, we should persist in love.
那么更直接的翻译是这样说了，是要让弟兄的爱继续的下去。
More literally, translation will be, let the love from brothers and sisters continue.
如果手边你有圣经希伯来，他是这样说了，你总要保持弟兄之爱。
In the new international version?
New Chinese version.
In the new Chinese version, it says, what pastor said.
你总要保持 you got to, keep.弟兄的爱
，keep on loving each other as brothers。
那么在这里头提到弟兄的爱，新约里头至少有六次这样的提醒。
There are at least six times like this mentioned in the New Testament。
那事实上，主耶稣基督升天以前，他爱他的门徒到底。
Before Jesus was brought to heaven, he loved his disciples。
他就为门徒洗脚。
He washed the feet of the disciples.
然后说他，我赐给你们一条新的命令，就是叫你们彼此相爱。
That I give you a new order that you should love each other.
我们如果彼此相爱的心，众人因此就看出我们实在是耶稣的门徒呀。
If we love each other, you know, we will be recognized as disciples of the Lord.
我想大概八二十年前左右在神学院，在基督教界里头，有关教会增长的书是很多一直出来。
Approximately 20 years ago, among the Chinese seminaries, there is a popular topic of church growth.
有的甚至有一位这样说，你知道教会怎么增长吗？
Someone said, do you know, what are the ingredients of exponential church growth? There are four important points.
他说洗手间要很干净。
First of all, you need to have a very clean restroom.
停车场要非常大。
You need to have a very large parking lot.
免得有人进来以后没地方停就出去了。
Otherwise, the parking lot is filled and then you don't have a place to park and you just leave.
他说冬天冷暖气要足，夏天冷气要很强。
In the winter, you need to have warmth, and then in the summer, you need to have air conditioning.
然后育婴室就是 baby room, 要一尘不染，干干净净。
And you need to have an immaculate baby room.
如果这样说，要洗手间很干净，你到 Marriott 那个大饭店不是更干净？
Well, according to the same logic, then actually you can find clean restrooms in hotels or like Marriott or Holiday Inn.
如果要停车场大，你到这个 Home Depot 或者到哪一个任何一个大的 shopping mall 都很大。
If you want a large parking lot, you'll go to a shopping mall.
你要到冷气组了，我想到任何一个地方，只要公共场所都很足。
For you know air conditioning, you can go to any public you know place of gathering.
你要预婴房一尘不染，你到医院的那个浴室，那就真是一尘不染。
For an immaculate baby room, the best place to find them will be in a hospital.
但是最重要是什么？
But what's the most important ingredient?
我想在教会里头。 弟兄姐妹之间肢体当中有真诚的爱，这是重要。I
think it's the true love among brothers and sisters in the church.
So, 感谢主
，Praise the Lord.
这样教导我们。
This is what the Lord taught us.
我有一个建议啊，我们要学习弟兄们姊妹彼此相爱，第一步先要认识。
My first recommendation is that in order for us to put our love into practice, we need to know each other.
我们不要礼拜天来到教会，那么就是一个人来，那么再出去，以前不认识人，过了一年还是不认识他，这个不好。
And let us not come into the church alone. For those who don't, you know, for those who do not know, you know, after 1 year, you still don't know those brothers and sisters.
我知道你在教会，人很面熟，可是我不认识，你也不认识我。
Oh, I've seen you in the church. You look familiar, but unfortunately, I don't know you.
其实我到如今还有一些人不认得。And
Pastor Chang confessed that actually there are certain members of the congregation that he doesn't know.
但是我跟我们当中的好多同工一样，很努力的认识。But
he and other co-workers within the church are making a major effort to get to know every single one of us.
所以我这样建议，明年这一年当中，能不能这样说哈，一个礼拜。 每个礼拜天，你至少认识两个人或者一个家庭。
So may I propose in 2004, you come and get to know a, you know, at least two brothers and sisters or a family within the church.
你如果都不认识他，你怎么彼此相爱呢？不可能的事情，是不是？
If you don't know them, how can you love them?
所以如果一个礼拜，每个礼拜有认识两个人，你一年下来，你新认识了100个人。
So if you do, you know, if you get to know two people who you don't know each week, you know, after 1 year, you know at least 100 more.
但是我也知道有人会像我一样哈，虽然上礼拜认识，可是这礼拜见了面忘记你名字，没有关系，再问。
Well, some of you will be like Pastor Zhang, you know, who asked your name this week, and a week later he forgot.
所以就是努力的来做朋友。
But don't worry, you can ask again.
所以以至于这样下来，一年下来。 我们本来不认识的，或者这个知道这个人，我们终于可以知道他了。So
after 1 year, you get to know a lot more people, within the church.
事实上，1到3节里头讲到表达对神家的爱里头呢，有两个勉励，一个是对于客旅要接待。So
from verse 1 through verse 3, there are two teachings here. One is to take care of travelers.
那第二方面，对于那些受苦的、遭迫害人，我们要纪念他们。
So first is to entertain strangers, and the second is to remember those in prison.
在古代，古老的客栈旅店呢是非常贵，并且不安全。In
the olden days in Middle East, there's no inn or hotels, and even though there may exist hotels, they are expensive and they may not be a secure place to stay.
那事实上在罗马帝国那个社会里头呢。 旅店、客店呢，是藏污纳垢的地方。其实，在中国，在东方也不是一样吗？
In the days of the Romans, the inns are where a lot of illegal activities that occurred, and maybe the same in Chinese history as well.
根据犹太传统，有人说约书亚记第2章记载的那个拉合，你知道他是妓女，但是他是什么呢？他是客店的主人呢？
In Joshua chapter 2, we read the story of the prostitute Rahab, and it was found that actually she owned that inn.
所以早期的教会这些传道人也好，弟兄姐妹也好，他们旅行的时候通常不住客店，他们住弟兄姐妹的家。
In early church history, our ministers, when they travel, they usually do not stay in hotels or inn. They would stay with brothers and sisters in their home.
那么同时，借着这样子，在各个大城市里头，他们基督徒之间的交通就很密切。
And therefore, in major cities, there's great communication among brothers and sisters.
不管是在罗马、在哥林多、在以弗所、在各地都是一样。
Whether they're in Roman, Ephesus, or Corinth.
那么，其实另外一个含义来说，从另外角度来说，请问我们都在这里，我们难道也不是在地上是寄旅、是寄居的、是客旅吗？
From another perspective, you know, we are all strangers, we are all travelers on this world.
所以我们在地上是客旅、是寄居的。
This is a temporary transit for us.
所以在这里。我们遇到的人，我们其实都一样，我们也要接待他们。
So everyone, brothers and sisters, whom we need to take care of each other.
我们不是沦落天涯，我们是在这里有机有这个有幸可以在这里我们彼此相遇。
We are not abandoned by some family, and we are just by God's grace that we can meet here together.
即便你是沦落天涯，我们感谢主，在这个教会当中，在 Boston。我们在这里有机会一起来敬拜神。
Even though we may feel alone, away from our family, but we praise the Lord that by His grace we have a chance to worship together.
所以我也鼓励在我们当中同工，你有明年这一年，你可以稍微定一下，有机会常常来接待这些好像客旅的这些新到的弟兄姐妹。
So we encourage all of you to express hospitality towards those who are new to this area.
以前有一位牧师在纽泽西我记得是是李定武牧师，他说你最好基督徒他鼓励至少一个 quarter 至少要接待一次这些弟兄姐妹。
So there is a pastor in New Jersey who make this recommendation. Christian families, open your house, show hospitality towards newcomers at least once a quarter.
我想也不一定是到家里的时候你不方便，可是中午吃个饭也是很好的。
Well, sometimes it may not be appropriate to invite people to your house, but you know, show hospitality by you know, offering lunch.
基督的爱来表达。
So that we can show the Lord's love.
那么第二方面是对那些受捆绑的人、遭迫害的人，我们要纪念他们。
Secondly, remember those in prison and those who are persecuted.
不仅仅是在理性上面来记得他们、纪念他们
，Let's
也不仅仅是在情感上来怀念他们。
Let us not just remember them, in our mind.
也不仅仅是在情感上说我非常怀念你。
And let us not just provide lip service saying that you know I will remember you.
更是在实际的行动上有所付出。
Let us put that into practice.
我们哪些的实际行动可以付出呢
？So what we can do?
我们可以去探访。
We can visit physically.
我们可以去供应一些的需要。
We can provide for the need.
我们可以为他来祷告。
We can pray for them.
圣经说，想到我们也在肉身之内
，We are all constrained within the flesh，
好像我们跟这些人一样，感同身受一样
，Such that we have the same feeling as those who are in prison。
我们是有一份从基督来的同情心
，We have compassion from the Lord。
有些人受捆绑是因为罪，被罪恶捆绑的缘故，我们更需要有基督的怜悯。
Some of us are constrained by our own sin, and therefore we need to have more compassion for them.
因为我们跟我们的弟兄一样，我们都是在肉身之内。
You know, every one of us constrained, we will live within our own flesh.
第二方面的教导是从四节到第六节提到说要持守在基督里头的圣洁。
The second key point among the scripture from verse 4 through verse 6.Persist in holiness.
作者说婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽。
Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure.
因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
For God will judge the adulterer and all the sexual immoral.
他用苟合跟行淫放在一起，保罗也有类似的做法。
the author put adulterer and sexual immorality together, and you know, the disciple Paul used the same analogy.
你如果看哥林多前书六章九节，他就这样说，苟合行淫，这个是神要审判的事。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul said the same thing.
那么所谓苟合，所谓行淫，指的是在婚姻以外的性的行为。
Adulterer and all sexual immorality would mean extramarital sexual activity.
神必要审判，不只是将来，而且这个字是现在时。
Pay attention to the tense. This is not a future tense. This is a present tense.
在婚姻上的不忠所带来的结果是什么呢？
What these extramarital affairs will bring to us?
是痛苦。是伤害，是罪疚
，pain and hurt and sorrow。
那么这个代价没有人可以付得起。
This is not a price that anyone would like to pay。
我想2003年这整个社会是非常的世俗化，我想未来年代也是一样。这是一个纵容、纵欲、纵容、鼓励性泛滥的一个时代。
This is a generation of secularity. There's so much sexual immorality in our society.And this will go on in the near future.
但是在这里，作者这样说，这一般蒙主拣选的人，我们确实要持守在婚姻里头的圣洁。
But here the author reminds us, for those who are chosen by the Lord, we need to keep faith in our marriage.
如果一到三节讲到弟兄之爱是全体性的这个生活的话，这个地方讲到圣洁是个人对神要负责，是个人性的生活。
Yeah, if we see verse 1 through 3 as a collected way of living among brothers and sisters, verses 4 through 6 would be a teaching on how we live our individual lives.
作者就提两方面，一个是婚姻，第二个是提到对钱财的态度。
The author touched on two items, one in marriage and the other in financial matters.
那么在钱财的使用上面，我们求主让我们可以有圣洁。
So let us also persist in holiness in our own financial affairs.
如果神不许可的，我们不去做。
If something's not allowed by the Lord, we will not do.
特别是不要花费无谓的钱财。
Especially spending resources on unnecessary events or items.
这两个句话，婚姻跟钱财，把它放在一起，这个是反照了旧约十诫的。第七戒跟第八戒并在一起。
So putting marriage and financial matters together is exactly like what was mentioned in the tenth commandment, the seventh commandment and the eighth commandment.
第七戒说不可奸淫，第八戒说不可偷盗。
So in the seventh commandment says you should not commit adultery, and in the eighth amendment it says you should not steal.
所以让我们在婚姻上面。求主来保守，让我们在金钱的使用上面有所圣洁。
So let us be faithful in our marriage and be judicious in our own financial matters.
那第三方面教导是提到在真道上面我们要持守。
The third key point in this passage is persist in the word of God.
他这里描述了有两方面，一个是对传神之道的那个人、那些人，我们要想念他们。要留心他们，也要效法他们。
First of all, we need to remember those who teach sound doctrine and remember them in our prayer.
所谓留心他们为人结局，可能另外好的翻译是留心看他们为人的成果，整个的成果是怎样。
Another interpretation for remember your leader is to remember what fruits they brought upon us.
那么事实上效法。他们的信心，他的意思就是坚守他们所坚守的信心。
One teaching actually is to persist, the faith and the faith that they have persisted.
那么事实上，教牧师今年初在我们当中教导了非常多。
And Pastor Chu taught us a lot in the first 3 months of 2003.
我想，我们如果要纪念教牧师，最好的方式就是。他要我们彼此相爱，要我们爱主爱人，我们照着这样来进行就对了。
I think the best way to commemorate Pastor Jew is to love each other as he taught us.
我左边有李成弟兄把它写出来了，成文字的教牧师3月30号的最后一篇的讲道在我们当中。
Pastor Zhang has what Brother Li summarized as the last sermon of Pastor Zhu at the end of March at this church.
那么这个在我们下礼拜，也许下礼拜就可以出来的，教牧师的纪念集里头应该会有。
This will be published in the special publication for Pastor Zhu.
我看的时候还是非常的感动。
Pastor John was so moved when he read this again.
那么，可能大家都知道，他教牧师提到说，他讲3月30号讲到的前一天，他说我们教会这边有弟兄们，就带他去Peterborough的墓园，看教师母的墓园。
Pastor Zhu mentioned in that sermon, the day before the sermon, some brothers and sisters brought him to the grave of Mrs. Zhu.
那事实上，教牧师在教师母旁边，他也预留给他自己的。
He already allocated the space next to Mrs. Zhu as the day space for him.
如果我们去Peabody的墓园,
if we go to the Peabody Cemetery,
我们就会发现，不但教师母的墓地在那里。 他说教员人，他说他自己教牧场，他的墓也在那里。
And we would recognize that not only Mrs. Chu's grave was there, Pastor Chu also mentioned that he would be there someday.
他说，那个时候他说，虽然人还没有死，但是棺材已经停在这里了。
So what he said literally was, you know, although I'm still alive, breathing, but my coffin is already there.
我们下个礼拜六要把它葬在Peabody墓园。
Next Saturday, the memorial service will be held, and Pastor Zhu will be buried in that cemetery.
教牧说，我爱你们。
Pastor Zhu said, "I love you all."
我虽然身体不在，我的心在你们中间。
Although physically I'm not with you, but my heart's with you all the time.
他说，巴不得这个教会一直成为一个荣耀神的一个教会。
I pray and I hope that this church will be a church that glorifies the Lord.
好像以色列12支派都归向神一样,
like the 12 tribes of the Israel,
都能够爱主成为主的选民,
will love the Lord and be the chosen people.
我们教会30多年历史里头, 感谢主有很多恩典。
Within the 30-something years of history of this church, abundant grace shone upon us.
如果我们当中，我们如果没有彼此相爱，没有生命的见证，就当让撒旦欢喜，让神得羞辱。
If we don't love each other, evil will rejoice, and then the Lord will be disgraced.
那么第17节其实这个放在应该是放在后面说，不过我一节，17节其实可以相当的形容，也许这个教牧师的一个态度。
Verse 17 of the passage that we read today will best describe the what Pastor Zhu has expectation on us.
也是我们对神仆人，我们从他信心里的效法的态度。
I think this is the right attitude of us.
17节说，我们要依从那些引导你们的。
Obey your leaders.
且要顺服，因为他为你们的灵魂警醒，时刻来警醒。
And submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account.
好像那些将来要交账的人一样,
like those who will need to give an account.
然后说，你们要使他们被交的时候有喜乐，有快乐。
Obey them so that the work will be a joy, not a burden.
不至忧愁，若是忧愁，就你们与你们无益的。
Not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you.
我想教牧师在神那里，他好像把我们这个教会弟兄姐妹，好像交在主人手中，他交账一样，那么我们不好让他忧愁。So
Pastor Chu is kind of like give an account on behalf of us to the Lord, and let us not burden him.
那么第二方面是对异端邪说那些怪异教训的，我们不要被勾引。
The second part of this paragraph says, so those who teach false doctrine, let us not be misled.
我想我们当中特别是国语堂的 很多弟兄姐妹，如果你新到来了，我想很少没有被灵华青人会或者是这个摩门教啊 Mormons 他们来敲门来跟你谈话。
I think some of you have experienced the Jehovah Witness or the Mormons would have knocked on your door and would like to share their information with you.
Yeah, 这个很明显是错误的教训。
And those are apparently false doctrine.
你看耶和华见证会他们印的圣经里头随便翻两处里头都有问题。
The publications from Jehovah Witness, there are a lot of problems in them.
甚至是圣经的翻译都不一样。
They translated the Bible in a different manner.
我们这地方没有办法详细来讲。这些是怪异的教训，不要被他勾引。
Those are false doctrine. Do not be misled.
所以我们必须在正道上持守，迈向那个永远的家园。
So let us persist in the word of God and march towards the enduring city.
最后我们要持守敬拜的态度。
So lastly.Let us persist in worship.
这里提到耶稣的榜样。
Just share with us the example that Jesus set before us.
耶稣好像那个祭物在殿里头被献上他的宝血来洁净整个圣殿。
Jesus himself was the sacrifice that was brought into the holy temple.
然后呢，好像那个祭牲到营外要被焚烧一样，耶稣基督也是到营外。受苦
Like the lamb that was going to be led outside and to be sacrificed and burned, Jesus Christ was also led to the cross.
我以前在台北中华福音神学院读书的时候那个时候学校还在士林，他有一个招牌是这样子说的。
When Pastor John was in the seminary, the China Evangelical Seminary in a certain part in Taipei City,
那进门的时候从外面看他写一个字，他说你要进入幔内。
There is some words engraved onto the wall that says when you enter the temple behind the curtain.
那个字是说进入幔内的意思是说进到里头与神相交。
It means that you pass the curtain and that you have direct communication with the Lord.
你进这个地方你是进入幔内与神相交。
You have come to a place that you communicate directly with the Lord.
进去转回头来看的时候，门上就写。
And when you turn around and when you exit that place,
出到营外。
It says, exit this camp.
那意思是与主同受苦。
And suffer along with the Lord.
到这个里头，他说我们救了他去 to him, 还不是 for him, 我觉得很有意思。
What it says is to him.Not for him.
我们是救了耶稣救他，不是为他，还不是为他。
Was to him, and we did all these
for him. Yeah. 我们怎么可能来为主呢
？How can we do something for him?
感谢主，我们是与主一同来受苦。
Praise the Lord that we actually suffer with him together.
第十节有一个句话，他说我们有一祭坛。
It says on verse 10, it says, we have an altar.
这句话是很强的一句话。
This is a very strong sentence.
请问弟兄姐妹，你的祭坛在哪里？
So brothers and sisters, where is your altar?
你哪一个是你奉献的祭坛？
Where is the altar that you offer yourself?
不管你做什么行业，你心中有祭坛吗？
Regardless your profession, your occupation, do you have an altar in your heart?
当亚伯兰在世上在各地这样的搬迁的时候，他圣经记载至少十个地方他建立祭坛。
In the days of Abraham, when he was wandering around in Middle East, he had set up at least 10 altars.
祭坛是与神相会的地方，祭坛也是向我们献给主的一个地方。
The altar is where we meet the Lord. The altar is where we offer ourselves to the Lord.
但愿主在用你的恩赐，用你的爱心，将神给你的献回给神。
May the Lord use the gift that He has given you.
那么这里提到一个非常实际可以应用的，就是用嘴唇的祭来献给神。
Here are some practical advices. First is to sacrifice through your words.
所以明年这一年里头，但愿我们口里所出来是赞美神的话，是感谢神的话。
The fruit of lips. So let us all have kind words, praise words, from our mouth.
让我们真是以颂赞为祭，嘴唇所结的果子来献给神。
Let us bring sacrifice of praise.
我们以前有过的比较是负面的，比较消极的话，我们从此以后不讲，我们多讲积极正面颂赞主荣耀主的话。
We might have said words that are negative, that might hurt others, but let us put all those behind and let us say positive, encouraging words in 2004.
那么第二方面就提到在信徒的圣徒的捐书方面，我们来敬拜神。
Another practical advice is about sacrifice of sharing with others.
这是神所喜悦的事。
This is what the Lord would see pleased.
我心里在想。我们弟兄姐妹当中，事实上需要的是非常多。
We have great need among brothers and sisters and within the church.
有恩赐的弟兄姐妹，你如果我们能够贡献你恩赐，这个很多的需要就可以得到满足。
For those of us who are abundantly given by the Lord, if we share our share of offering, there will be no the need will be greatly diminished.
我举个例子说，如果你会换那个车子的那个 disc 就是 pedal 这个brake disc 就是刹车或者闸那个 disc 其实我们可以组起来一个团队可以来服务弟兄姐妹。
If you know how to service cars, Pastor John suggested that we can, you know, form a team and then serve each other.
这是举一个例子，为什么这样说呢？我们最近有一个姐妹就换一个这个刹车的闸，就480块钱。其实你如果去买那个 disc， 最多80块。
Pastor John shared an example, a sister who need to have her car brake service and it cost $480. And if you buy the, if you bought the spare parts from the store, it will cost only $80.
像这一类的有特别恩赐的这些小组服侍的小组，我们盼望在未来年日里头，我们在教会当中我们可以看见。
And we hope that we will organize professionally oriented teams among this church.
这也是某一方面，你这方面的捐书。
This is part of offering as well.
也是神所喜悦的。
This is what the Lord would appreciate.
所以愿主恩待我们，在这个四方面，我们一同来勉励。
May His grace be upon us such that we will grow in these four areas.
持守主的赐给我们的爱心，同时我们也是在在圣洁上面也能够持守，并且在正道上我们真是站立得稳，我们教会是圣洁教会，站立得稳。第四方面，我们持守在主面前的敬拜。
Persist in love, persist in holiness, persist in the word of God, persist in worship.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们就要跨过2003年的门槛，进到2004年。
We are going towards 2004.
我们恳求主赐给我们信心、勇气跟盼望，能够跨进去为主来使用。
Give us a hope, the courage, and the faith, such that we will march towards 2004.
我们为整个教会在你面前祈祷。
We pray for this church.
我们愿主让我们在各方面能够讨主的喜悦。
Let us be acceptable. You accept our service.
主让这个教会成个荣耀的教会，为主来使用。
May this church glorify your name and be greatly used by you.
我们这样在你面前的祷告是奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求的。
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.